The Slav epic is the monumental work of Czech painter Alfons Mucha, in which he traces the history of the Slav peoples. But over the years, the fate of the 20 massive canvases, which Mucha regarded as his lifetime achievement, has also turned into something of a saga between the descendants of the painter and the city of Prague. And the latent tensions between them has just taken a new twist. Chris Johnston has the details.
Alfons Mucha dedicated the Slav epic to the city of Prague in 1928 on condition that a suitable place in the capital was found to exhibit the works. Those undertakings have long been ignored. In 2011, the works were returned to Prague from Moravsky Krumlov, but instead of a tailor-made exhibition place, they've been on show at the National Gallery's trade fair facility. And soon the paintings are due to quit Prague altogether for what is likely to be a long Asian tour. Mucha's grandson, John Mucha, has now had enough and fired off a warning letter to Prague City Council. Mr. Mucha explained how it now looks like a legal battle will open up between Prague and the Mucha family over ownership of the pictures after the City Council's reply.
It alleges that, in fact, really, there is no legal case because, really, Alfons never, according to the council, it was never specified that a suitable place should be built for it, provided by City of Prague, which is not the case. I would advise him to read the document, which is the document underscoring the gift, very carefully, and then I think he will understand what it's all about.
So what's your next step?
Sadly, we are now in the process with our lawyers preparing the beginning of formal legal action against the City of Prague. What we will be saying is that for over 20 years, I try to respect and look after and make available the artistic heritage of my grandfather. We do this, for instance, through the Mucha Museum in Prague, through exhibitions and so on. And then also to focus on the fact that, as far as the Slav epic is concerned, Alfons, he was absolutely clear about it. Prague had to do something about it, and he was also absolutely clear about it. Yes, it was given to Prague, but only as a vehicle, as a gift to the people and the nation. Then the next bit will be that since there is this huge uncertainty now, and in fact the concept of, you know, suddenly making a sort of traveling circus almost out of the Slav epic goes dead against my grandfather's wishes. He certainly would not wish for that to happen. And I think one has to realize that, and I don't think it's just my view, the Slav epic is something extraordinary and unique. And I would suggest that it is one of the sort of artistic crown jewels of the Czech nation. And crown jewels usually don't travel. If people want to see it, I think they should come to the Czech Republic.
The legal procedure Mr. Mucha will finalise in Prague next week will seek to reopen the whole inheritance procedure, arguing that the Slav epic should be returned to Mucha's descendants.